So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamatar Yena Shal Akum Benaisnim Bershusay Bebayas HaPesuach L'Shusarab. If a Jew processed a non-Jew is wanting to buy it and sell it to Jews, but he did not pay for the wine yet, and he left the wine in the non-Jew's house whose entrance was facing a public area. It depends. Be'ir she'yesh ba'akum Yisraela mutter. If the residents of this city are both non-Jews and Jews, the wine is permitted, because as Rashi explains, de'mir tesle akum b'loy naga, de'amar de'mechazu li'hanach Yisrael da'avir b'shasarab mafsadina. The non-Jewish owner is afraid to touch the wine because a Jew might see him and he will suffer a loss of money. However, be'ir shekula akum asr achayesh u'mishamer. If the residents of the city are only non-Jews and Jews may not enter without permission, the wine is forbidden unless a Jew guards the wine because the non-Jew is not afraid to touch the wine, as no Jew will see him and the wine belongs to him. And the Mishnah adds, ve'en hashem mitzorach lias yeshem mishamer. Afa pishu yetem nichdes mutter. A Jew is not required to guard the wine all the time. Even if he comes and goes, the wine is permitted because the mirtas le'akam alay naga. The Mishnah concludes, however, Hamatar Yena Shal Akum Anaisnim Bershusa Bahalo Kaisab Lehiskab Balti Mimcha Mais Mutter. The wine is permitted only if the non-Jew permits the Jew to take the wine without payment, such as the non-Jew wrote a document that the sale is effective as if the Jew already paid the money. However, Avalam Yirtzi Yisrael Lohitzi Veina Manicha Chiyin Lo Yisma Aisab Zahayim Maisab Beishan Ba'asru. The wine is forbidden if the non-Jew would not let the Jew take the wine without payment, because as Rashi explains, Deloy Mirtas, the Savir Ichazu, Le Mefsadana, the Chitava, Le Amina, the Dihu. The non-Jew is not afraid to be caught touching the wine, because he can claim, the wine is mine. The Gemara first elaborates on Bayis HaBesuch L'Shusarab. Rav Yosef says, Chaloin V'Ashpa B'Diklo, K'Shusarab Dami. If a Jew's window, garbage pile, or palm tree faces the entrance to the non-Jew's house, the wine is permitted because the non-Jew is afraid that the Jew will either look through his window, or he will climb onto his garbage pile or tree and see him touching the wine. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rav Acha Ravina regarding psik reishe didikla. The top of the date tree was chopped off and it has no fruits. One holds aser, the wine left in the Akum's house is forbidden because there's no mirtas, because the non-Jew assumes lamalei desalakasim. The Jew has no reason to climb the tree since there are no fruits. While the other holds mutter, the wine left in the Akum's house is permitted, and there is mirtas, because the non-Jew assumes, zimna da'avdi le'behema besalak le'yun le'basra. It's possible that the Jew will climb the tree to look for his lost animal. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses the halach of yain beves Akum, when it's not bayis ha'besuch l'shusarab, and there was no shemir yitzah b'nichnas, but there was mafteach v'chisim b'yadai. If a Jew has the key and seal to the wine, whether the wine is permitted. Regarding our Mishnah's case of Yayin Shal Akum Beves Akum, if a non-Jew's wine that a Jew bought was stored in the non-Jew's house, it depends. If a Jew lives in the same courtyard as the non-Jew, the wine is permitted even if the Jew does not have the key and seal to the wine, because there is nirtas from the Jew who is considered like a shemer yetzah b'nichnas. However, if a Jew lives in an adjacent courtyard, he's not considered a shemer, and therefore the wine is forbidden even if the Jew does have the key and seal to the wine, because there is no mirtas, because since the non-Jew owns the wine, he's not afraid to take from the wine and duplicate the seal. While regarding the case of Yayin Shal Yisrael Beves Akum, if a Jew's own wine was stored in a non-Jew's house, the halacha is as follows. Because there is mirtas from the Jew who is a shemer. However, b'chatzah acheres, there is a machlekes. Remeir holds, b'chatzah acheres mutter b'hushim avtech b'chisim b'yaday. If a Jew owns the wine and he has the key and seal to the wine is permitted because, as Rashi explains, the kivin de yayin de Yisrael hu mirtas akum lezayif, shemiyagish by Yisrael hador b'chatzah acheres. Since the Jew owns the wine, the non-Jew is afraid to take from the wine and duplicate the seal because the Jew in the adjacent yard might realize. Even if a Jew owns the wine, and even if he has the key and seal, the wine is forbidden, because the non-Jew is not afraid to take from the wine and duplicate the seal, unless there was a Jewish shemer constantly guarding the wine, or even if the Jewish shemer comes and goes without a set schedule, which is considered a shemer yetzah b'nichnas. The Mishnah concludes with, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Rishus Akum Achasi. And as the Gemara explains, this machlekes applies to the case of Hamatar Yena Shal Akum Anaisne Bershusa Be'ir Shekula Akum Aser. And the Gemara offers two approaches to this machlekes. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar LaHakel. Or Rav Nachman says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar LaHachmer. In the first approach of Rav Shimon ben Elazar LaHakel, the machlekes is as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds, Kashem Shebershusa Aser, Kach Bershus Akum Acher Nami Aser. If the wine was left in another non-Jew's house who is not the owner, the wine is also forbidden because Cheshin LaGoimlin. There's a concern that he will let his friend, the owner, come and be menasach the wine that he owns, so that his friend in return will let him come and be menasach the wine that he owns and sold to a Jew. to which Rabbi Shimon Elazar responded b'tmiya, in a questioning tone, Rishus Akum Achasi, are all the non-Jews considered as one? And therefore he holds b'medvim amur b'shusay aser, of b'shus Akum Achar Mutter. Only wine left in the owner's house becomes forbidden, however wine left in another non-Jew's house is permitted because loy cheshin l'gaymon. While in the second approach of Rabbi Shimon Elazar l'hachmer, the machlekes is vice versa. The Tanakama holds b'medvim amur b'shusay aser, al b'shusay Akum Achar Mutter. To which Rabbi Shimon Elazar responded b'nichusa in a regular tone, kol rishus akum achasi, all the non-Jews are considered as one, and therefore g'shem shebishusay aser, kach b'shus akum achar nami aser v'chashin l'gaymon. Hanulach perek Rabbi Shmuel, where Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perek of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and we'll begin the fifth perek, Haseichas Poel, in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.